Hello and welcome to the Public Health is Essential podcast by the Washington State Public Health Association. My name is Megan Moore.
And I'm Gloria Rogers.
And this is the 15th week of the Washington State legislative process. Believe it or not, this is the very last week of the regular session.
How exciting.
I know. Yay.
It does feel like it snuck up on us these last few weeks.
Mm-hmm.
I can't believe this is the last week.
I know. And there is still so much to do. It really doesn't feel like it's the last week. Like, how can it be the last week with all this stuff to do?
Uh-oh. So what does that mean?
It means that every single hour we get closer to going into a special session. I'm hoping so hard that we don't have to. And I know legislators really want to get out of there on time, but everything that we're seeing keeps pointing to them needing additional time.
Darn, I had really hoped that they could pull this through.
Yeah.
Is a special session for sure?
No, it's not for sure. In fact, legislators keep saying that they plan to get out of there on time. But this is where the showdown is happening. This is the current drama of the session, the showdown. Governor Ferguson essentially keeps saying that they're going to be in a special session. He just told King 5 over the weekend that he doesn't mind if we go into a special session. Yeah. And he's had multiple statements the last week saying that he just still doesn't accept the revenue package. He thinks the budget writers need to make deeper cuts. Last week, he made a statement saying the proposal was better, but that he still wouldn't accept it without any recommendations otherwise. And in response, Senator Robinson, the lead budget writer, posted a video on all social media saying that they are going to get out on time. So it's kind of awkward between the governor and the legislators. I think the standoff is really interesting, but also I just really don't want us to have to roll over into more time.
Yeah, I think everyone is tired at this point and just wants to go home.
Yes.
The session has just felt extra long.
I know, longer than a normal regular session, that's for sure.
So where are we in the process? We have less than a week to go. What's happening with bills? Are they done? What's the status?
Yeah, so the last cutoff before signee die was last Wednesday at 5 p.m. All bills had to be off their respective floors or they were considered dead, unless they are deemed necessary to implement the budget or NTIB. So following our friends, the Foundation for Healthy Generation, they've got a bill counter going on. They posted that there are officially 390 bills left alive or that have already been passed by the legislature. 390 out of over 2,000, right? So right now, those bills are either getting signatures by both the Speaker of the House, Lori Jenkins, and the President of the Senate, Lieutenant Governor Denny Heck, and then on their way to the governor's desk, or they are going through this process called conference. Both chambers either have to agree on the changes to the bills or not agree and go through this like dispute process. And if they still can't agree after the dispute process, then the bill will die. So there's still possibilities for bills to die at this point.
And the governor could still kill these bills, right?
Yeah, the governor has veto power and could either veto the entire bill or just certain provisions of the bill. But remember, the governor's office is following bills along the process and generally voices concerns much earlier than now, so changes can be made that he is going to accept. At least that's how it worked for Governor Inslee and previous governors. We really don't know what Governor Ferguson is going to do. But anyways, vetoing a bill is a very public display of opposition. So I think we are going to hear about it if he does decide to veto something.
So will bills die if he doesn't sign them?
That's a great question, and the answer is no. If a bill lands on the governor's desk between now and sine die, which is the 27th, he has 5 days to sign it. But if it's after sine die, he has 20 days to sign it. However, in Washington state, if he just doesn't get around to signing it, like it lays on his desk, then the bill automatically goes into law. So if for some reason he gets his schedule backed up, he's busy with, I don't know, federal attacks or something like that, then he can just not sign the bills and they'll still be good.
Oh, okay. I'm glad. And can people go to bill signings?
Yes. Yes. A bill signing is such a fun and like joyous event. If you helped work on a bill and you really want to go to the bill signing, try to get in touch with the organizations who were like the lead on the bill.
Mm-hmm.
They can work to get you on the list or just let you know when the bill signing is going to happen. Bill signings are going on like right now. Like there was one yesterday morning at 9 a.m. And you can watch them on our favorite Washington resource, TVW. Of course, you can watch everything on TVW. So in order to find the bill signing schedule on your own, you need to go to the governor's website and find the bill action page. We will link this in the show notes. But again, the organizations who worked on the bill are probably going to have the full details about the signing, so check in with them.
Is there any bills on our list that might need a little help?
Well, when I was checking through our bill list, a lot of them have been signed or made into law or are dead. There's just a couple that are still moving. And one that I noticed that might still need our help is House Bill 1422. This is the Department of Health's Drug Take Back Program bill. And for some reason, it was stalled out and just restarted. The program collects unwanted medication. And there's like these like mailboxes all over the state where you can just drop your unwanted medication, unused medication, and it prevents overdose. It prevents suicide. It prevents this medication from going into our water sources, into our landfills. So it's a really important program. But the bill increases the fees for the program, which help DOH run the program. It's been a lot more popular than expected, and so they just need more organizations picking up these medications, etc. So they hope to increase the fees. So it has a hearing on the 23rd at 1:30 in Senate Ways and Means. And if you're interested in supporting this bill, please let your legislators know. Other than this bill, we're really just watching all of the revenue proposals and testifying on certain provisions in the revenue proposals. There's still a ton of bills that are being heard that generate revenue, so some of them may need some help too. Just yesterday, we testified on Senate Bill 5814, which would increase certain excise taxes. There was a cigarette tax and a synthetic nicotine tax added to the bill, which we support. And these provisions were just hanging on for their dear life from all of the flavor ban proposals. Our listeners could tell their legislators why tobacco taxes are helpful for getting people to quit and why this is important at all, especially if you got some, if you have some studies or economic data that would be helpful. It's a great public health policy, and it's not just a revenue generator for the state. So we are in support of this.
This tobacco conversation has been floating all session. It's so interesting to see how the provisions just get moved to new bills to stay alive.
Yeah, right. And this is why it's so important to always keep on your advocacy. If a policy dies, you might be able to get it back into a new bill in a new way, in a different way. Right? So this is what continued advocacy looks like. There is a shot for to increase tobacco taxes, so it may die in one bill, keeps moving forward, right? And also, this is what it looks like when you have relationships with several different legislators. If advocacy is something very important to you, and I imagine it is important to our listeners, because why else are they hanging on listening to us for this long? So your homework is to continue to build relationships with your legislators. More champions mean more options for keeping your policy proposals alive, right? And you can see this in the tobacco provisions. The more champions we have for health, the better. I hope in the interim, our listeners can take this message to heart and work to persuade their own legislators to be champions for health.
That sounds like a goodbye message. We're not saying goodbye yet, are we?
No, not yet. We're not saying goodbye. We have at least one more week of this craziness.
Okay. Well, I do have one last question. Actually, this is a three-part question, I guess. So what should we expect on this last week of session? Should we expect a big celebration for Sine Die? And lastly, will we be back next Tuesday?
Those are all great questions. This week, honestly, I do not know what to expect. Normally, in the last week of session, you can be sure that you're going to see the budgets come out. Mm-hmm. There is going to be a very, very, very fast process between when the budgets come out and when they vote for them on the floor and when they accept them. So advocacy there is pretty tied up right now. If you haven't talked about your budget provisions, then it's not time anymore to keep talking about them. So we can expect that. We can expect this revenue proposal, which is a host of like 20 bills, to pass or not pass. We can probably expect the governor to say that he likes or doesn't like these proposals and more of this showdown. So lots of drama to follow this week. I would watch any time that the legislators or the governor have a press conference on TVW. If we end on Sine Die, there is a celebration, and I love watching it. So watch on Sine Die, April 27. They pull the two chambers together. So most session, they're separated into like different sides of this giant building, right? And they talk to each other, but they never come together. And so you will see that, like, they invite the other chamber in. And it's like there's applause and thank yous and hugging and celebration. And it does feel like a lot of fun. That whole thing is streamed on TVW. You see there's both chambers, and then they come into the other room and you see them all together. And I would recommend watching that for sure. Yeah, it's a good feeling. Yeah. And the last question. We will be back on Tuesday. It might be a short one, but I do want our listeners to hear what has happened in the last, you know, crazy week of session. So we'll be back. Don't you worry, listeners. You'll hear from us next week, and maybe there will be a special session. Hopefully not, but maybe.
Okay, well, that's it for this week.
All right, everybody. Hang in there. One more week. Thank you so much for listening to the Public Health is Essential podcast by the Washington State Public Health Association. We appreciate you. We'll talk to you next week.